Governor Ducey last week named Catherine Hackett King to the Arizona Supreme Court. She replaces another Ducey appointee, Andrew Gould, who stepped down to run for attorney general. King is the sixth justice Ducey has appointed to the Supreme Court, a record. And it's a legacy that will outlast his administration, which will end in early January of 2023, as the governor is term limited from running again. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about that with Phoenix attorney Paul Weick. He writes and reports the Arizona's Law blog. And they started the conversation by talking about the significance of Ducey naming more justices to the court on the macro level and whether the governor's been able to shape the court in a way he'd want to.
I think he really has, Mark. I think that including the expansion of the court that he and the legislature agreed on a few years ago and passed, he really has managed to shape the court. And I think one of the ways we can see that is in the number of unanimous decisions and near unanimous decisions that we see from the Arizona Supreme Court. It's very unlike the U.S. Supreme Court, where we have justices that have been appointed over a long period of years from different administrations. They have a lot of 5-4, 6-3 rulings, as we've seen recently. And the Arizona Supreme Court is not like that at all. Most of the decisions, even on relatively controversial, are unanimous or near unanimous decisions.
And unlike the U.S. Supreme Court, where justices can stay on as long as they want to, that is not the case here in Arizona. But still, it seems like this would be something that will certainly outlast Ducey's governorship.
Absolutely. And yes, you're right. We don't have direct contested elections for Supreme Court justices like many states do. We have the retention policy where they stand, where they're on the ballot and voters either give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to that justice. But yes, I think that he will have a lasting impact because these justices will stay on for quite some time. And the last justice that was appointed by a Democratic governor left the court 1 or 2 years ago. That was Justice Scott Bales.
So what do we know about the newest justice, Catherine Hackett King? Is she a well-known lawyer in legal circles, well-known judicial philosophy?
I don't think she is. I think the key is that she, first of all, before she went to Governor Ducey's office and worked in Governor Ducey's office for a few years, she worked with Senator John Kyle for a summer, I believe it was. She clerked for Arizona Supreme Court Justice Michael Ryan at the time. So she's had those good experiences. She was a private attorney at a large law firm here in Phoenix for a few years, and then she joined the governor's, Governor Ducey's staff, legal staff, for 3 years, I believe it was. And I think that's probably the most visible experience that she's had in the legal community. She's also, one of the interesting things is that I believe she may be the first Arizona Supreme Court justice that lists being a member of the Federalist Society, which is a key conservative judicial organization that's in law schools and outside of law schools and has really been a player on the national level as far as getting conservative judges on the court.
Would you expect that with Justice King on the court, what you said earlier about having a lot of unanimous decisions, would you expect that to continue?
I would. I don't see any reason why it won't continue, even on controversial topics. What we've seen, what we talk about at the U.S. Supreme Court level recently with a lot of the decisions was that there were interesting combinations of justices that were thought of as conservative and justices that are thought of as liberal. They came together on different issues, legal issues, before the U.S. Supreme Court. You don't really have that mix right now on the Arizona Supreme Court. So I don't think it's really going to, I don't think the new justices' appointment is really going to change that.
So you referenced the expansion of the number of justices on the court a few years back, that Governor Ducey and the legislature went from 5 to 7. In addition to the number of justices that Governor Ducey has been able to pick, how significant going forward do you think the fact that the court has been expanded now? There are more justices now that obviously help this governor pick more of them. There were two more initially off the bat that he got to choose. But how significant will the expansion be, do you think, going forward?
Well, that's interesting. I don't. I did a report a year or two back that after the expansion, it didn't really increase the number of cases, the number of opinions that the Arizona Supreme Court was putting out, even though that was one of the reasons that Governor Ducey and the leaders in the legislature used for passing the expansion bill. Let me put it this way. I think it's a good thing for the future that the expansion is in place. Now that it's in place, it will allow other governors, as Governor Ducey has termed out, it will allow other governors more opportunities, and we're more likely to have a diversity of justices on the Supreme Court as we go down the road.
Given the makeup of this court, as you've referenced, have there been decisions that are very clearly the result of having seven conservative members or the number of Ducey appointees on the court? Decisions that maybe would have gone the other way had there been a little more ideological or political diversity on the court?
Well, I guess the key decision that we might look at over the last couple of years was the one regarding Phoenix's human rights ordinance and the wedding invitation case.
Right, the Brush and Nib case.
Right, I was blanking on the name of the party. Thank you. I spoke recently with retired Justice Gould, who I guess now he's running for Attorney General or considering that. And he's the one who wrote that opinion. I think that that is the one that you can look at that was a close decision over the last few years that probably was shaped by Governor Ducey's appointments to the court.
All right, that is Paul Weick. He is a Phoenix-based lawyer, also writes the Arizona Law blog. You can follow him on Twitter as well. Paul, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Mark.